Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time to talk to New England Patriots defensive player Trey Flowers, brought to you by Mass General Hospital Cancer Center. Every day amazing. I'm going to do this nervously because James White's phone sounded so bad. Trey, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
You got a phone that works, Trey.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, I thought that was your best defensive game of the season. How did you think things went for you last night?
Yeah, I think, you know, I did pretty good. I mean, as far as just, you know, them trying to attack like the perimeter with, you know, McCoy and things like that, just able to, you know, play fundamentally sound and make the plays that came my way. So, going to be all right.
You were that close to your first career interception. How upset were you? Yeah. I could see you were pretty bad on the field.
Yeah. It was just one of those deals that, you know, your instinct is to put your hand, you know, high as you can and try to tip the ball. But, you know, I wasn't expecting him to throw it so low, so it kind of hit me right in the face mask. And, you know, I missed out on the opportunity, but, you know, I keep playing hard. They're going to keep coming, and I just got to be ready for it next time. So.
Hey, is Devin McCourty just flat out faster than we think he is?
Man, listen, he caught the ball. He was like 30 yards behind me. You know, I'm at the quarterback. He caught, you know, 30 yards down the field. I turned and tried to block. You know, tried to look for somebody to block, and then when I looked back up, he was right there beside me, like, and I'm like, man, he got it, man. He didn't run that fast. He don't need no help. So after that, I tried to race to the end zone, but you know how that went. So, he put on the Jets that play, and you know, that was a big play for him.
Dale was just asking James White about this, but with the NFL trade deadline today at 4:00, does that change anything for you today? Or are you looking to see if you're going to have a new teammate coming in, or if one of your current teammates is going to be on his way out? Is it a weird kind of day?
Nah, I mean, you know, I don't get too much into that. Belichick, you know, coach, just, you know, he do what's best for the team, so. You know, it's just one of those deals that, you know, whatever it is, you just got to, you know, deal with it, keep it rolling. So, I don't look too much into it as far as somebody, you know, either coming or going, you know, whatever happens. So.
Do you get a little extra cranked up knowing that next Sunday night you get to play against Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, I mean, you know, cranked up for every game, but, you know, he's definitely a great competitor, a great quarterback in his league, so. You know, I think we just, you know, as a defense, just got to be able to be prepared, you know, for a hard-fought battle and understand that, you know, it's a good team coming in here. So, you know, we got to be prepared. So.
Now, the Bills coming into it, obviously not a great offense. They've not scored a lot of points this year. But were you guys still satisfied? Obviously keeping them out of the end zone and only holding them to 6 points, did you feel pretty good about the team effort?
Yeah, I think you know, it's funny thing about the Bills, you know, they in our division, so, you know, we know, they know us, we know them, and, you know, we're going to get their best, you know, each and every game. So, we understood that. We understood the atmosphere we were going into, and just being able to, you know, execute the game plan, you know, stop the run, be physical, things like that. I think it was a good step forward for the defense, just as, you know, with a pretty good team. So, you know, it was a good team and a good team win. So.
Trey, congratulations on the win and your performance last night as well. We always appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.